And welcome back once again to WRMJ's Mercer County Relay for Life. And joining me right now is Laura Patterson. And Laura has been a participant on the Aledo United Methodist Church Relay for Life team here now for a couple years. And Laura, you know, you said you have, unfortunately have not had cancer affect your immediate family personally, but it's something that just got you wanted to participate in, and it's been a big thing for you to do that.
Yes. We've been lucky, but I know of a lot of people that aren't as lucky as we've been. So I want to keep it our family that way with the research and different things that American Cancer Society does can help with that. And then also helping those that have been affected by it.
Yeah. And so what types of things have you done with the Aledo United Methodist Church team to help raise funds and support the Relay for Life?
Well, we've helped with all kinds of things. I know we've done bake sales and the pork chop meals out at Mercer Market. Man, it's been a lot of years.
Exactly. And
what else have we done lately?
Well, you've been pretty involved with it, that sounds like.
Yeah, and then I help out with the silent auction at the day of our event and different things, well, at least I have in the past. We've done the quarter auction, was a really good fundraiser the end of 2019, and we're hoping to get back to that at some point in time.
Exactly. Well, you know, and you've seen some positive effects from the funds and things raised from Relay for Life. Otherwise, I guess you probably wouldn't be involved because you've seen the positive aspects of it.
Yes. And I think a lot of people don't realize all of the different things that are out there. Hope Lodge is a great one. There's one out in Iowa City, and we got to tour that four or five years ago. And so that was really interesting to see and to know that's available. It's kind of the same idea of Ronald McDonald House, but it's for anybody with cancer treatment and going through cancer treatments to stay close to the hospital, and it's them and a caregiver. And actually, where I used to live in Missouri, one of my friends there, her mother was going through cancer, and they took full advantage of being able to stay at Hope Lodge with that, and I know that helped their family out a lot because they were 2 hours away from the hospital.
Exactly. Well, and I know just finally you'd like to encourage other people to get involved like you are.
Of course, yes. And there's many ways to be involved with it if you're wanting to just donate, and that's what this Radiothon is all about, just to little donation can go a long ways. If you know somebody that's got a team and want to join up on their team and help them raise money, that is a great way to do it. But there's also, you can start your own team in the area and get your own family or friends and stuff involved with it that way.
Well, Laura, listen, hey, we want to thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad to do it.
That's Laura Patterson. She's a member of the Aledo United Methodist Church Relay for Life team. So once again, as she said, if you'd like to help out, give us a call now at 582-5626. That's 582-5626. We're heading down the home stretch here. We'd like to beat the goal that we've set for this year. So give us a call, and we'll be back in a bit.